T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 9:49. Well, we're in the midst of National Drive Electric Week, and Ameren Missouri is continuing a program that will help small businesses install charging stations. Business owners, property owners as well, and municipalities have been given more time to apply for Ameren Missouri's Charge Ahead program, which provides up to 50% in reimbursements to install electric vehicle charging stations on property parking lots. The program was set to expire at the end of the year, but it's been extended through the end of 2024.
Joining us is Pat Justice, manager of efficient electrification at Ameren, but I like his nickname, the EV guy. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing great. Good. Thank you.
Absolutely. How do businesses apply for these funds, Pat?
Yeah, well, they can apply through our website, amerenmissouri.com/EV, and click on Business EV. And there'll be a lot of good information there about the incentives and how to apply. Interestingly, business owners can also apply through their contractors. And we have a list of those that are familiar with our program on the website as well.
And this is for property? This is for individuals or only business owners and municipalities?
Yeah, this is for really any business customer. So it could be an apartment complex owner, whether it's a small complex or a large one, big business or small business, municipality, schools, really any business customer is eligible.
I was at a new hotel in Chesterfield for a meeting last week, and I saw a whole row of electric charging stations. How do they work, Pat, just in layman's terms? How do they work, and what do they cost to install?
Well, the basic way they work is that, especially for the type that you probably saw at the hotel, is what we would call level two charging. It's similar to what you would put in your home, but oftentimes is more of a commercial grade, you know, a pedestal or a more durable wall mounted for outside. And basically, the EV driver just pulls up into the spot that's marked for EV charging, takes the connector and plugs it into the port on their car. And the amount of energy that's being delivered to the car is similar to what would be, you know, an electric dryer or electric stove. It's typically a 240-volt circuit, and we'll typically charge a car about 25 miles of range in an hour of charge. So it's great for, you know, residential or like the hotel, or to just top off a little bit if you're doing some shopping.
Yeah, that'll be enough to get me home, really. Pat, why did Ameren decide to extend the program? Because it's so popular, or why?
Well, when we were approved to provide this program to our business customers by the Public Service Commission, we agreed to come in at the halfway point of the program and show how things were going and then seek approval for an extension on it. And so we did that recently, and the commission happily said, yes, continue with this program. And so we have it until 2024. We had a total of $6 million allocated for this, and we've committed or paid about $2.5 million of it. So we have $3.5 million left over the next 2 years for our customers.
Pat, how are sales of electric vehicles going right now? Are they growing?
Sales are growing. We have seen them double over the past several years. However, there's still a small amount of total sales. So increasing pretty steadily, but a lot of consumers still have a lot of questions about it. And that's what we want to help them understand, the benefits of EVs and why they're better than gas cars.
Did you get a lot of questions before people did go and apply for the Charge Ahead program? And what were some of those common questions that you got from property owners?
Oh, sure. Well, questions are, you know, what is the cost to install charging? How does the charger work, like you asked? What are there incentives available is a common question. Who can help me install a charger? And, you know, why would I install a charger as a business owner?
Let's talk about what you just said, why EVs are better than gas powered. I can tell you, I mean, I drive a car and I fill it with gas. Well, I don't have any reason other than that's what I've always done. Also, I like the purr and the sound of the engine. You know, I like the feel of it. Is that the feedback that you get, and how do you respond to that?
Yeah, we often get that comment that people like to maybe work on their engines, or they like to hear that. It is a much different experience with EVs. But one of the common misconceptions is that EVs are not ready for prime time and that they're low performance, not high performance. There are over 60 models available now and more coming. Automakers are investing literally billions of dollars into EVs, and that's the future. An EV is a much higher performing car than gas power equivalent. High torque. Right off the bat, you have 100% torque, so they're very quick off the line. They are low cost of fuel. It's about $1 per gallon equivalent when you can charge at home. And that's one of the beauties of EVs is for anyone that can charge at home or at their workplace, it is so convenient to just plug in, no more gas station. It's also much cleaner, good for the environment overall.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I did test drive a Tesla. It was a few years ago. This is a different world. Mm-hmm. I mean, That was the real deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Many people enjoy, rather than the rumble, the quietness of an EV, you know, very quiet on the road and low maintenance. There's very little to maintain on an electric vehicle.
That is Pat Justice, the EV guy. I'm sure you like that title. He is the manager of efficient electrification at Ameren. Pat, how long have you driven an EV?
Yeah, I got my first electric vehicle in 2016.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
A little while ago.
So
yeah.
About 6 years, yeah. So I have some good experience with it and just love it.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Pat, for the information.
Well, you're welcome. And listeners can go to amerenmissouri.com/EV to learn more. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.